Podcasting from CMT. Welcome to Cody Allen's podcast. It's CodyCast.
Cody Allen right here. Lawrence Snap is with me. And Granger Smith on this next podcast, he'll be calling us here in just a second. But I wanted to talk about Granger before he dials in because he's a great guy. He's a dad. We know him as a hit singer, songwriter, Texan, Yee Yee Apparel, of course, his clothing line, the hats, the t-shirts, the hoodies. And Earl Dibbles Jr., his alter ego, very popular on social media. He's been with me to Alaska. Yeah, we went on a huge CMT shoot there. I guess it was 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. And Time flies when you're having fun.
We were in the snow driving a bulldozer up a mountain. Believe it or not, we did that. And I don't know why they allowed us to do that because we were both, certainly I was unqualified. Granger probably has more experience behind the wheel of a bulldozer than I do, but nonetheless, they let us do that. And then I remember turning to him as the snow was just pouring down and we could hardly see the cameraman in front of us. I was like, I don't think we're in Texas anymore. We are definitely in Alaska. And then we did like a helicopter ride one time, Lauren, in Florida, like a real Army helicopter.
Wow.
Where they took us like, you know, 10 guys, it fits, and we were all like, with the doors wide open, like an Army helicopter would be.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was awesome and yet incredibly frightening. His new album is Country Things Volume 1. And a personal story about Granger before we get him on the line here. So when I was in Texas, I was the music director at the radio station there in Dallas-Fort Worth, The Wolf. And there was this guy who used to always call me. And he would be like, I want you to hear my son's CD. And he was just super persistent. And so eventually I gave in and said, come on by. I'll meet you here at the station and we'll listen to your son's music. Of course, back when there were CDs. Anyway, I actually put it in the CD player. And he sat there and we listened together and it was really good. And I thought to myself, we're going to play this. I'm going to put this on the air. And we did. And that dad was Granger Smith's dad.
Oh.
And Granger, of course, went on to be a huge Texas star and then get his own record deal in Nashville. And, of course, he's a huge star today. So, and what a great guy as well. And his dad was awesome as well. Just good people. We have a history is what I'm saying. So, let's see. Is Granger ready? Okay, let's go to the line here now. Granger is standing by.
What's up? It's Granger.
Granger, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, seriously, like, how are you actually is what I feel like we need to ask.
Is everyone just say they're doing good or they're doing well?
I think so.
Actually living through 2020 and just dealing with whatever they could find. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. We'll put it this way. It's a new well. It's a new doing good, but that, you know, it's like relatively speaking.
There's always like an asterisk right by doing well. Good, but
I'm good for 2020. I'm not good for 2019, but I'm good for 2020.
Right. How is life going with the craziness and slowing down? And have you found some sort of silver linings in all this?
Definitely now, you know, in October. If you would have asked me that in March, I would have thought you're crazy.
Right.
But, and ultimately, I think probably I know you could say the same thing.
Yep.
But it feels like we've really sped up work-wise and, you know, right now because so many things are virtual that you just have more opportunities to continue to work. And although we don't travel as much, but we're just always working on something. And we filled the calendar with so much content that we got swamped with it. But for instance, we're doing a old truck restoration series on YouTube, a house building series on YouTube. We have a family vlog. We're putting out an album. Mm-hmm. So there's always something going on, but relatively speaking, we're good.
Actually, I saw the YouTube family vlog and it's so well done. I wondered, is it hard for you at all with the cameras, bringing them into the family situation? Are you guarded about that? Mm-hmm. A lot of artists are, but you guys seem like kind of open to just sort of letting it out there.
I've gotten more and more open. And I used to think that same thing, like, maybe I shouldn't even put the kids on Instagram. You know, I used to think that. And then as this process went along and I became more open to the idea of it, I had a bunch of influencer/YouTuber buddies that encouraged me to start this back in 2019. And looking back on that, I'm so glad that they did, because then it bringing the camera in the house, I can first of all control the narrative. So for instance, like to your question, I don't have to, if a kid's having a bad day and crying, I don't have to film that if I don't want to. But it also, and it keeps us accountable to try to be better parents, to try to be as honest as we can. Like we can't, we put out episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We can't hide anything from the people, because if we get a new refrigerator, they're going to notice, hey, what happened to the new refrigerator in the background? You didn't tell us about that. So it keeps us accountable in a good way.
I want to ask about the music, but hang on. Since you brought it up, kind of talking about this sort of reality show thing, I have to mention Tyler and the Bachelorette, and he's obviously on there this season. So did you encourage him to apply? And I know you've performed on the show in the past. So you were you part of that at all?
In a way, in a small way, I was, because of that show you're talking about. We played, Tyler met the producers there, and so started a relationship with those producers, which ultimately led to him being invited on the show. So yeah, I absolutely encouraged him. He didn't need much, because he already wanted to do it. And Tyler, we're just very different personalities, him and I, and he's much more introverted and probably more driven, but more introverted, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so this was he wanted to push himself out of his comfort zone and become part of something like this. And so this is the first time really in our careers, because he's my manager and my brother, it's the first time that he was in the spotlight and I was helping encourage and try to manage the whole publicity side of it. So it's been a really fun flip for sure.
I think if you're watching it, and you're seeing your brother on screen, it could get awkward just because he's a family member.
Yeah. So it aired this week, the first episode, and I watched it and was just cringing the whole time. and I think it's more just kind of that sibling. You want to protect your sibling. And I would see somebody make a face and I was like, whoa, what's that guy? What are you looking? What was that face for, man? So I'm very sensitive about it. And I know his true value, and it's hard to see that in a quick reality show episode. So I was supportive.
Okay, let's switch gears here to the new music. Country Things, Part One is the album. Why Part One? I guess there's a Part Two coming, right? Is there like a theme to each part?
Yeah, so there's definitely not a theme, but the reason I made that distinction is I just felt like 16 songs total, which is what the project was a little bit too much for the average consumer to digest and without skipping over some of the deeper thinking songs. And that's always troubling for an artist when you put out a project you're so passionate about, and then you end up focusing on three or four of the big bangers, and then you completely wash over the ones that are meaningful to you. And so I thought, well, what if we split this up, but we don't have much time go by in between. So we're going to put the second volume out at the end of November, on Black Friday, actually. So there's not much time in between. And I hope that this will give every song an equal chance to at least be heard and consumed.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing the term banger into a country music conversation. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
In fact, the best banger I think on this album is, and my favorite song on here is I Kill Spiders. I feel like that, man.
Thank you.
It's so well written, and just every dad, I just went back to my kids growing up and it made me tear up. I mean, it's so good. So I hope at some point you'll get to release that and more people can hear it.
Man, I hope so too. That song speaks exactly to what I was saying about there's certain songs that could possibly get skipped over because they're maybe a little bit more sentimental than the party songs. And that's one of them. I love that song too. And I hope you're right. I hope it does get its chance to be heard.
Obviously, some of this music was impacted, and you've talked a little bit about this, about the passing of your son last year. And our hearts go out to you and your family and have for months over the past year and a half or so. So how did sort of that event impact the music on this album and what's to come?
Well, it impacted it, first of all, just right off the bat, it impacted it because I didn't write anything or do anything musically for a long time. So this album probably should have came out in 2019 on a normal schedule, but I wasn't doing anything. So that first of all, just pushed the whole thing back. And then secondly, I was deeper thinking in this whole project, at least the back half of it. And although there's not going to be specific lyrical references to that, you could probably feel it in my heart that things are a little different with me.
And I felt like that's why I love Dirt Roads sort of took a major rewrite as well, somewhat because of all those events, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a couple others that song did. Heroes did. Mm. But Heroes didn't have the nurses in the second verse. So there was several things that I went back and said, hey, I'm thinking a little differently on this now, my new life. And so I changed words here and there. Yeah, for sure.
Before we wrap here, I've got to ask about Earl and how he's dealing with the COVID situation. I mean, is his mask game strong, or like, where is he at on all this?
Well, yeah, as far as social distancing, Earl's kind of just made a lifestyle of social distancing. So it's not that big a deal. He doesn't have very many friends or neighbors or anyone that joins him on the porch. But what I can say about Earl is that he has had a great resurgence because of COVID. Without me touring, we've had a lot more time to think about Earl and his videos. And so Earl was saved by 2020. I would say that.
And looking ahead here, finish this sentence. I want more blank and less blank in 2021.
I want more touring and less furloughing in 2021.
That's good. Hey, Granger, listen, love you to death, buddy. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. And thanks for your friendship over the years, from Alaska to Texas to that helicopter ride in Florida that time, all the things we've done. And you're just such a good person. I just love having you on the show always. So thanks again, man. And have a great holiday season, you and your family.
Appreciate you, buddy. Always same back to you, and always good to...
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 central on CMT. Bye for now.